the factors behind the fall color change. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Another change in the weather this week as we approach the beginning of fall, and with that change, two factors determine when the leaves on the trees and plants change color and when this phenomenon can be seen. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Fall officially starts later this month, and some observers are wondering if fall may start earlier than usual this year due to what was an ahead-of-schedule beginning to spring and summer in many parts of the country. First, Kevin Smith of the U.S. Forest Service explains.
Where there is that progression of coloration, and the coloration is brought on both with temperature and also day length seems to have an effect as well on the onset of coloration.
But now Smith's colleague with the Forest Service, Paul Schauberg, points out that while the shortening of day length is predictable every year,
what's a lot less predictable is that in at least some tree species, fall color has progressed a lot by low temperatures, like frosts at night and just cold spells and whatnot. And that changes so much from year to year and from location to location and even elevation in the same area.
However, as a rule of thumb, the first frost events of the year in areas of the country start around late September to early October. And speaking of predictions, Smith offers this forecast for the fall color change across the country in 2012.
Everything is setting up for this to be a pretty good foliage season as long as the weather cooperates from here on through to the end of the season.
More detailed information on fall color change by region is available online at www.fs.fed.us/fall colors, all one word. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And you can call the U.S. Forest Service Fall Colors Hotline for more information at 1-800-354-4595. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.